Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The flood of love of Godhead swelled in all directions, and thus young men, old men, women, and children were all immersed in that inundation. Purport. When the contents of the storehouse of love of Godhead is thus distributed, there is a powerful inundation which covers the entire land. In Sri Dhammayapur, sometimes there is a great flood after the rainy season. This is an indication that from the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, the inundation of love of Godhead should be spread all over the world. For this will help everyone, including old men, young women, women and children. The Krishna consciousness movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so powerful that it can inundate the entire world and interest all classes of men in the subject of love of Godhead. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Jananjanan Shalakaya Takshuran Miritandina Tasmaya Sri Guru Vinamaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garata Shiva Shari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama 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 Hari. So here Prabhupada is giving an indication what he describes as the flood of love of Godhead would begin there in Sri Dhammayapur and spread all over the world. So, this is the prediction of Mahaprabhu given by Nityananda Prabhu. Ihar ek advut mandir hoy bi prakash gauranga nitya seva hoy bi prakash. An astonishing temple will appear here in Sri Dhammayapur, and from that temple, Gauranga Nitya Seva Hoybi Bikash, that service to Lord Gauranga was spread all over the world. So we all know the main saver of Mahaprabhu is Nama Seva. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Ram, Ram Ram. So the chanting of Hare Krishna, the Shankirtan movement, we spread all over the world. Prabhupada's giving us this indication that it'll start here at Sri Dhammayapur. So this is Prabhupada's translation of that sloka, Adbhut Mandir Hoy Vipikash. Prabhupada's translation was that you American and English and European boys and girls are used to doing something wonderful, so go to Mayapur and build a skyscraper. Prabhupada's transcendental translation. So, so this is the wonder of the Sankirtan mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because it's capturing everyone here, women, old men, children. They can't all run off to the Himalayas or forests to do their meditation and things like that. So Mahaprabhu's mission is so simple that anybody can take part in this mission. And so Mahaprabhu wanted to get everyone absorbed in his Samkirtan mission. He wanted it to get to everyone, so it's so nice here in London and other places. We're going so many centers, and they're all doing different kinds of activities, Bhakti Briksha, Pandava Shens, Namahathas, things like that. It's so nice, and they're getting out to the corporate world, is it? So they're reaching out into all different avenues, so it's nice to see how the Krishna consciousness movement is just expanding in so many different directions, because Mahaprabhu wanted this. Everyone should be caught up in this flood of love of God. No one should escape. And if they do escape, Mahaprabhu said, I'll send my Sanapati, Mohasanapati, Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai. And he will capture them, even if they run off to London. He will immediately. So, yeah. So he's here already. So, yeah, so anyone can take to it. When Mahaprabhu was giving his benediction, when he was showing his Mahaprakash Leela, Sri Vaishangam, and Advaita Acharya said, I want a benediction. Mahaprabhu said, what is that? He said, you should give love of Godhead to every living entity. Mahaprabhu said, very good. He said, but, Advaita Acharya said, but not to those Mayavadis, and not to those people who are simply attached to Kami life, and not to those stupid infidel students and the people who criticize, not to these people. So Mahaprabhu said, okay, Tatishthe, so be it, Acharya. But then Mahaprabhu was thinking later, why he said that? I come to get everyone, but now some people are not going to come. That was the Mayavadis and the students who criticized him. So my mission is to get everyone here. So this was actually the reason why Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Because simply by the status of sannyas, he's the head of society now. So the Mayavadis all respected him. The students didn't criticize him anymore. And the calm is also a social behavior. He's a sannyasi, so they're always showing great respect to them. Otherwise, he said, my mission will be a failure. They will criticize. I came to deliver them. They're criticizing me. They're going to go to hell. So then he took sannyas so he could get everyone. So this was Mahaprabhu's reason for taking sannyas, so he could get everyone. And so like that, it was reaching out to everyone. So the holy names of Krishna, although they're the prime means of salvation in this age of Kali, he says even the holy names, although they're prime means of salvation, but even the holy names, they go searching for persons who call out Gaur and Nityananda. Gaur Nityananda! Gaur Nityananda! So it says that they come and seek him. Who is chanting Gaur Nityananda's names? Even the holy names, even though they're their prime process, but even they want to take part in their own Samkirtan movement. They come searching. The holy name of Ram is known as Taraka, and the holy name of Krishna is known as Paraka. Taraka gives liberation, and Paraka means that which gives prema. So these names, Krishna and Ram, Gonitai, when they go around chanting, then Taraka and Paraka, they come looking. Anybody who chants the name of Gonitai, Paraka and Taraka, Ram and Krishna, they go looking for them. And Nityananda, he gives liberation. Ram, he's Balaram. And then Gauranga, Krishna, he gives the prema. So this is their magnanimity. So Mahaprabhu was showing by his own example about the potency of the holy name. And when Mahaprabhu went to Gaya on the plea of doing pinda for his forefathers, he actually went there to meet his spiritual master, Ishwarapuri. And so he met him. He had met him previously a couple of times, and because he was a great Vaishnava sannyasi, Mahaprabhu had actually invited him into his house, in the house of Jagannath Misra, a few times to take his food there, his meals there. So he knew him, and he was attracted. So anyway, Mahaprabhu he took initiation at that time when he was in Gaya, and he received the holy name from Ishwarapuri, and then he began chanting, and he was experiencing so many different ecstasies. He was a bit confused, so he went to see his spiritual master. He said, I don't know what kind of mantra you've given me, but when I'm chanting Hare Krishna, sometimes I start laughing out loud for no reason. Sometimes I'm crying. Sometimes I'm dancing. Sometimes rolling on the ground. I think I may be possessed by a ghost or something. What is this phenomena that's happening? And Ishwarapuri was very happy. He said, "Very, very good, my child. Very good. You continue chanting. This is a very good symptoms." So the idea is that why was Mahaprabhu dancing and chanting and crying and showing all these symptoms of ecstasy? Where did it come from? It wasn't coming from him. It was coming from Krishna in the form of his holy name. So this was actually immediate for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the moment he got initiation, then the result was there. Why? Because he was so sincere in accepting and adopting the process. That's all. He was just his strong sincerity. Immediately he got the results of his chanting. He understood Krishna is there in his holy name. That means he could feel the presence of God when he was chanting. The Nama realization. The holy name revealed himself right in the beginning. So then Mahaprabhu, from Gaya, he went to Kenanathshala. Anybody been to Kenanathshala? Only one or two. So beautiful place. That place is Gupta Vrindavan. It's in the scriptures actually called that place Gupta Vrindavan. And there are some Radha Krishna footprints that have been there for 5,000 years apparently. And there's footprints of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur installed there. Anyway, it's known as Gupta Vrindavan. It's on the Bihar border right by the Ganga. Ganga, you can't see the other side. It's like an ocean. That. But so beautiful. It's right on the mountain top, right on the bank of the Ganga. And yeah, so that place is known as Gupta Vrindavan. We have a temple there also. And so Mahaprabhu, he was there and he had a darshan of Krishna. And he told all the devotees when he came back from Gaya, he told them what had happened, how he took initiation. He told, and you know, now he was a bhakta at last. Nimai was a bhakta. He was very, very arrogant even sometimes. He playful, but he would tease people. Mahaprabhu would tease people like Murari Gupta. He would walk behind him with his students. Murari Gupta was a bit older than Mahaprabhu, but Mahaprabhu would walk behind him and he would imitate him, everything he did. and every time Murari Gupta would say something, then Mahaprabhu would imitate it. And he was from Shilet. Shilet is a district in Bangladesh. And they have this kind of accent. They would say, Shilet, Shilet. So Murari Gupta would speak like this, and Mahaprabhu would go, Shilet, Shilet. And he would tease him. Murari Gupta, you're such a nice boy. You're coming from such a respectable family. Jagannath Mistry, he's so respected in the Brahminical community. Why are you imitating and playing like that? Oh, why don't you become a devotee of Krishna? He said, one day I will become a great devotee. Lord Shiva and Brahma will also come and see me. So the devotees would always say that he would go up and challenge them in the street. And they would say, why are you always so interested in challenging and defeating everyone? Why don't you chant Hare Krishna and become a devotee, become a Vaishnava? By your blessings, one day I will become a great Vaishnava. But anyway, he was known for his frivolous nature. But now he had completely transformed. And they saw that now he had become actually a bhakta, Krishna bhakta. So Mahaprabhu said, we'll all meet tonight at Shuklambracharya's house and I'll tell you what happened. So they all met there at night and then Mahaprabhu decided to tell him what happened, how he took initiation from Ishwarapuri and got initiated into the holy names of Krishna and was getting ecstasy and dancing and from the holy names, and he completely transformed. And he said, then I went to Kenanathshala from Gaya. And then he said, I saw Krishna there. I saw him. And he was calling me. Come on, come on. And then I went to him and he disappeared. Now where is he? And then Mahaprabhu will go into an ecstasy of separation. And all the devotees are completely astonished. Wow, look at Mahaprabhu. He's never seen anything like this before. At last he'd become a great bhakta. So Mahaprabhu, he's showing us by his example how easy the process can be and how quickly it can be. If we sincerely take to the process. He got initiated and he very sincerely chanted the holy names according to the rules, and immediately he could feel the presence of God, Nama realization. Then he got these ecstasy. Then he went to Kenainatshala, then Rupa, the form of the Lord was revealed to him. Krishna showed his form. The holy name revealed the form of Krishna. So it's a progression. The holy name will reveal is Nama Rupa Guna Leela. It's a progression that Mahaprabhu showed us by his practical example. You read in Chaitanya-mṛta, Mahaprabhu was saying that when I see Krishna, he said, my senses are having a tug of war. My eyes want to go and absorb him. My nose wants to go to absorb all the scent. My hands want to touch his. And my mind is rushing. All my senses, they're having a tug of war. Who can go to Krishna? I'm being torn apart by all these. My senses, they're all rushing to Krishna to absorb themselves in all the different qualities of Krishna. So then the holy name reveals the qualities of Krishna. You can smell the fragrance of Krishna's body. It always smells of aguru and chandan, because Jasoda bathes him every day in aguru. So he's chandan musk, these nice smells. So you can, the holy name will reveal these gunas, these qualities, the softness of Krishna's touch. So soft his body. It's that, you know, sometimes if you scratch, you get like a red line or something comes up for a little while. So Krishna's, he said he's so delicate. When he's even walking through the grass, if a blade of grass just runs across his foot, it leaves a little white line because it's so soft and delicate. So, yeah, so all the Mahaprabhu was describing how my senses, they're having a tug of war to go to see Krishna. So this is the guna. The holy name reveals the guna. Then later, the holy name reveals the leela. You see there in Chaitanya-mṛta, Mahaprabhu is, he was externally unconscious. So the devotees didn't like to see him like that. There is Sisi Radha. Gokulananda ki jay. Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ju ki jay. So they didn't like to see Mahaprabhu when he went into it. He'd become unconscious. They were always chanting Hare Krishna in his ear, trying to wake him up and calling out Krishna's names. And then he would come, why did you call me? Why did you call me? I was there with all the Shakis. We were picking flowers. We were going to make flower garlands for Radha Gokulananda. Why did you bring me? So that leela, Mahaprabhu was actually seeing the leela. Not only seeing, but he was participating. He was helping to pick flowers. So this is the progression that how the holy name reveals himself as as the Yuga Dharma, Nama Rupa Guna Leela. These all manifest themselves to the devotees. And Mahaprabhu will show by his personal example how quickly it can be achieved. From the very moment he got initiation, he had Nama realization. Otherwise, why he was feeling ecstasy? So he sincerely adopted the process, and therefore it was revealed to him. The holy name was revealed to him. And Mahaprabhu has come as Bhakta Avatara. He's come to show the process. So it's not, although we can't say that, well, Mahaprabhu, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can do anything. He is Krishna himself, so obviously he can realize Krishna and experience Krishna, but Mahaprabhu came as a Bhakta Avatara. And when he plays the role of a Bhakta, he plays in perfection. Just like when Krishna plays as a child, the Damodar Leela. He's playing as a child, but he's playing in perfection. When Mother Jasoda's chasing with that stick and she catches him, he's looking at that stick and he's frightened. Like, Mummy, I've been an offender. Please don't beat me. He's looking. So she had to throw the stick away. He was frightened. But he's, what does it say in the song? His necklace, pearl necklace, was, he was shivering so much his pearl necklace was going ching, 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 ching. He wasn't saying, you know, I'm going to make a show of being a baby to my mother. He was a baby because he was playing in perfection, that part of a baby. And he was actually scared of his mother's stick. And I've been an offender. He was actually scared. It wasn't just a show because whenever Krishna does something, he does imperfection. So playing the part of the Bhakta Avatara, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing perfection to show how it can be done so quite easily and quickly. If we sincerely follow the whole process. So this is Mahaprabhu's, the Bhakta Avatar. He came to experience his devotee's love for him. So he's acting as a Bhakta. One time, Bhavananda Prabhu, he asked Srila Prabhupada that, how can Mahaprabhu say this? Trinadapi sanuchi tororapi isu. How he can say that? That he's lower than the straw in the street. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how can he say he's lower than a straw in the street? And Srila Prabhupada said, he said Mahaprabhu could say that because he realized that I'm 1/10,000 size the tip of a hair, which he is not. But because he was playing the part of a bhakti, he's the source of all the 1/10,000 size tips of hair, all the jiva souls. But because he was playing as a bhakti in perfection, he was actually realizing that I am 1/10,000 size of the tip of the head. That's how insignificant we actually are. We're smaller than that dust on the floor. That is our, so Mahaprabhu, he realized that. And because he realized, then he could pray with so much feeling. Oh, son of Maharaj Nanda, I'm your eternal servant. Somehow or another, I've fallen to this ocean of birth, and please pick me up and place me as an atom of dust. This is Mahaprabhu's. He could pray very, very sincerely. This is Vaishnava prayer. Once Prabhupada was giving a lecture in South Africa and once asked him, what is your prayer? Prabhupada immediately, our prayer, Ainanda tuni chukin karam padi. This is our prayer that we are understanding that we are simply insignificant, so small servants of Krishna. So because Mahaprabhu was playing as a bhakta in perfection, then he got all the fruits of his japa, the fruits of his chanting the holy name, to show us that it is possible. So that's why he is showing us. Otherwise he wouldn't bother to show us. If love of God, it is a very, very rare thing to, so I will leave it at that, it's very rare. Krishna, he said, he came and he distributed the fruits of love of Godhead, but not to everyone, only those who are qualified. It's a very rare thing. But in this form of Mahaprabhu and Panchatantra, he's come to even to the unqualified people. He's not considering qualified or disqualification. He's simply considering you're taking the process of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Mahaprabhu is giving adodya. It's a mood of giving, just giving, giving, take, take, take. So everyone has that same understanding. All the dambashis, the sun, the moon, the trees, and all the dambas, they're all imbued with this mood of wanting to give Krishna consciousness. Yeah, the dham brings its own sun, own moon when it comes. Prabhupada said, Mayapur is the only place you can see the beautiful sunset in the evening and not be in Maya. Because it's not the material sun that we usually see. The Dham brings its own sun also. So Gaur-Nitai, they're not considering who's fit and who's not fit, who's qualified. And as long as you take the process, the idea is that you give up all your sinful activities. Jagai Madai, they were the evidence. They were so simple, but They got delivered, but they gave up their sinful life. That's the idea. You don't maintain your sinful life when, after receiving the holy names and the mercy of Mahaprabhu. So they get delivered. Mm-hmm. Chankazi gets delivered. He's the, in Krishna Lila, he is King Kamsa. So he wanted to kill Krishna. So Krishna liberated him. He got liberation. And in Gaur Lila, Kamsa becomes Chankazi. And also he tried to kill the Sankirtan mission. But Mahaprabhu, he delivered him. He gave him love of Godhead. See the difference of tattvas between Vrindavan and Mayapur. In Vrindavan, they got punished. He got punished. Or he got liberation. It's like a punishment. Worse than punishment. There's no bhakti there. But the same person in Golila, Chankazi, he gets love of Godhead. This is the magnanimity of Sri Mayapodam. Sri Mayapodam ki che. So, here they, Prabhupada is saying in the purple, here is that this is an indication that it's periodically floods in Sri Dhammayapur. There is an indication that the flood of love of Godhead will begin here in, at Sri Dhammayapur. And, yeah, so Krishna, he bought the storehouse of love of God, but he didn't give it to everyone. But Gaur Nithai came, they plundered it. They broke open the storehouse and they distributed it freely to everyone and everyone. So, if anyone was there for the installation, and I know some of you were there for the installation of Panchatattva, but that was such an experience there that you could actually feel the presence of the Lord. They were really magnanimous. They were, and anyone you ask who was there, they will tell you the same thing. And it was like, you know, you've heard about our mercy. You chanted about our mercy. He said, now you can feel it. Now here it is. And it was just astonishing. It was going like a few days during that whole installation ceremony. That everybody was, you know, just, they started to get caught up in feeling this love of God, feeling the presence of the Lord being present everywhere. And, you know, Hari saw his little daughter, what's her name, Rasarani. She was only about this big at that time. She said, Mummy, you know what? I've experienced something I've never, ever experienced before in my life with Panchatattva. Because she was there all the time, and she wouldn't go home to her home. And she was going in. At that time, you could go in and touch a Panchatattva, and they were polishing, and everyone was... But she was a little girl like that. But she was also saying, you know, I've experienced something I've never, ever experienced before. So this was the Panchatattva's kindness. There is in one of those videos that describing the installation. And His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is commenting also. And he comments on this point. He said that how Gaur Nithai came and they plundered the storehouse of love of Godhead and distributed. He said, so we've experienced a little bit of that today in this installation. We've experienced a little bit of that, how they come and they broke open the doors and plundered the storehouse of love of Godhead. But this factually happened in the deities of Panchatattva were made in Kumbakonam in Tamil Nadu. So we went to the Stapatis, the people who make the deities there. We had them made there. And when they finished making those deities, they couldn't get them out of their workshop because they were too big. So they had to break down the doors. So they really broke down the doors to let Gaur Nithai, this inundation, come. And then when they got to Mayapur, they couldn't get in the doors. Panchatattva's doors, Mahaprabhu couldn't get in. So they had to break down the door there as well. So this was the indication. They came and they plundered, they broke open the doors. It was significant. God, I'm going to die here, Lord. So, read a little bit more. Prabhupada said about that. Although the members of the Panchatattva plundered the storehouse of love of Godhead and ate and distributed its contents, there was no scarcity. For this wonderful storehouse is so complete that as the love is distributed, the supply increases hundreds of times. In the this is text 27. Text 27 says, when the five members of the Panchatattva saw the entire world drowned with love of Godhead and the seed of material enjoyment of the living entities completely destroyed, they all became exceedingly happy. The more the five members of the Panchatattva cause the rains of love of Godhead to fall, the more the inundation increases and spreads all over the world. So this is interesting. When the five members of the Panchatattva saw the entire world drowned in love of Godhead and the seed of material enjoyment of living entities completely destroyed, they became exceedingly happy. You hear what it's saying? They saw the entire world drowned in love of Godhead. But it hasn't happened yet, according to us. But the Panchatattvas saw it, they said here. They saw and they were so happy that the flood of love of God had gone everywhere. So they were exceedingly happy, but we haven't seen it. Maybe some people have seen. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has seen. He saw the temple, he had the vision, when will the fair-skinned people from Russia, Europe, and America and join hands with the Bengali devotees and chant Jai Satchinandan. He had these visions. But here it says the Panchatattva, they actually saw everyone have become. So that means it's already happened. This is Nitya Leela. It's already going on. If they've seen it, it must have happened. So the Prabhupada gave it an example. Prabhupada, he said this temple is already existing, the TOVP as we know it. It's already existing, Adbhut Mandir. He said you have to put the bricks and cement and things like that. But actually it's existing. He said Bhaktivinoda Thakur is seeing. The Krishna is Icha Shakti, Krishna desires something, immediately becomes manifest. His Icha Shakti manifests that desire. So he's already, it's Mahaprabhu's desire that this temple is there. So it becomes manifested spiritually. And Prabhupada said, it's already existing. Then he gave an example. He said, just like at Kuruketra, when Krishna showed Arjuna the form of time, ferocious form, and he saw all the soldiers rushing into his mouth and he was killing everyone, Drona, Karna, he was chewing everyone and killing. And so Krishna said, look, Arjuna, I've already killed everyone. The battle hasn't started yet, but Krishna said, look, I've already killed everyone. But you've got to be the instrument. You got to pick up your Gandhava. You've got to fire your arrows and kill everyone. And then you get the credit. But I've already killed everyone. So Srimati Prabhupada said, this temple is already existing, but you've got to go out and put the bricks and cement and things like that. Then you get the credit. He said, if you don't do it, it'll be done another time. It has to happen because the Lord's desire is infallible. Someone else will do it. Better you do it, you get the credit. Just like Arjuna, he got the credit for being the hero on the battlefield of Kuruketra. But it's already existing. So this is the transcendental nature of the Lord that. So that we can do with that temple, we can do. We can build it. We may not be able to see with our vision, but we can build a temple. Then, at any time, this what Prabhupada describes as the flood of love of Godhead. It can happen. When we were making this tour with the TOVP and around America and everywhere, we were kind of seeing sometimes it was like we're holding on to Nityananda's padukas, and he was kind of leading us. We always had to change the program because somehow or another Nityananda wanted to go to somewhere else. So we were likening it to, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Kapila, after instructing his mother, Devahuti, then he goes off to the Himalayas. He leaves his mother and goes to the Himalayas. And Prabhupada says in the purport that from there, he traced the path of the Ganga down to the Bay of West Bengal. This was before the event of Ganga Devi. So then, Kapila Muni, he traced the path that would later, the Ganga Devi would come and follow in that path. So like a tracing of the... So we were seeing like that Nityananda is coming and he's going to these... He's tracing the path, these shoes, creating the awareness of the TOVP. But he's tracing the path that when the flood of Lord Vagya comes, then already it's got the path traced out by Nityananda's shoes, all these different temples and different places that Lord Nityananda is being invited and different houses. These are all the tracing, and when the flood comes, it has these places to go for first because all the bhaktas are there. So, yeah, we were kind of seeing something like that. Yeah, so we may not understand how things are happening, but we can execute the desires of the acharyas. That much we can do. What the result will be, we may not understand, but they have that vision. Yeah, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had a vision. Anyway, so many of the predictions that have been made here, like they're kind of happening now. Srila Prabhupada worked to run gentleman in India, and he said that we are building this big temple, and it's 350 feet tall. We're spending this much money, $1 million, and government has got sanction. We have this so much land and things like that. Then Prabhupada said, now, when Lord Chaitanya's pleasure is there, it will be taken up. So even Prabhupada understood that simply because you've got all the facilities, it still doesn't mean it's going to happen. Only when the Lord's desire is there, when the Lord's pleasure is there, then it will be taken up. So it just feels like that right now, that the Lord's desire is there, the Lord's pleasure is there, because so many of the desires are becoming manifested. Adbhut Manda is halfway finished, and Nityananda predicts many ghats again will be built on the Ganga. That's all happening now. He also says that many residential buildings will again appear in Mayapur. You all know very well. From 1972, it was just flat farmland and rice fields, and now you go there, you get lost, actually. There's villages popping up. So all these predictions are coming true. And once Prabhupada made connect Mayapur by rail, by road, by air, and by land. So they're building a superhighway down from Barampur right through past Mayapur to Calcutta. The Ministry of Tourism has just made a big ghat on Prabhupada's ghat. We gave the land, our land there. We call Prabhupada's ghat. And they built a big jetty to accommodate the tourism, ship by shipping, huh? Foreign tourism also. They'll come up the Ganga in those luxury boats and things. But the government gave a few crores of rupees to construct this. It's right on our land as well. And then they got a heliport there. They've had a couple of runs already, right on our land. The heliport. And the Krishnanagar is the local city. It used to be the British cantonment. And they're saying, hey, why are you sending the heliport down to Mayapur is just a village. We're the city up here with all the administration is going on. And why are you making that somehow or another? Mahaprabhu is bewildering everyone. They put the heliport right on his own property. So all these connections are being made, all coming true. Exciting time. It's great that we can be part of this, somehow or another, expanding the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Any questions or comments?